Hey guys, Tim from Soulheart here with another episode of Search Engine Optimization Tips and Tricks, helping your website get found on search engines like Google. Today we are going to be talking about link building, but more specifically about internal links. Now, if you don't know this already, there are two types of links that you want to build out for your website. One is called internal links, which we're going to talk about in this episode, and the other is external links, which we're going to talk about in a future episode. Internal links are links that you place on your own content that link back to another page or post that is already on your website. External links, which we're going to talk about in the next episode, is links that you put on your website that link out to credible sources that are other websites that can be found on the internet. But like I said, today let's talk about internal links. Internal links is anything that you put on your website that links back to another page on your own website. This can be HTML code that is written in the body content itself with the words that link back to another page on your website, or it could also be buttons that you place on your website that link back to another page on your website. But the key thing to remember here is you want to use internal links, and you want to use them fairly often. The reason why you want to use internal links is because it helps search engines like Google, Yahoo, Bing, etc. It helps their algorithms know which pages are important, what your site structure is, so it helps them help the user that's searching for something find things on your website. And it also gives you some credibility. You're not just throwing darts at a board hoping that something sticks. No, you're thinking through your website, you're thinking through the map or the site map of your website, and you're thinking about the structure of your website. And by using this internal link system, you're letting Google or Yahoo or etc., you're letting them know that this post is important and it ties back into this post or that post. Internal link buildings link building is incredibly, incredibly important. Don't just blow it off. It is a massive piece of SEO. And there's a couple really good tips that I can give you today that's really going to help you. So let's start. When you're thinking about writing your post, you're going to be thinking about not just this post that you're currently writing, but you're thinking about all the other posts that you've written in the past, and then even possibly thinking of some posts that you're going to write in the future. And if it's a future post, you're going to make a note of it, keep it somewhere secure that you're not going to lose it, so that way you know, hey, I'm about to write this article. When I finish writing this article, I'm going to go back and edit the article that I just wrote, and I'm going to place my internal link. That way I don't lose any SEO value. But for now, let's focus on writing an article and linking back to an article or a page that you've already got on your blog or your website. So what you're going to do is you're going to write this article out. And you can either do it while you're writing it, which is what I like to do, or you can do after you're done writing it, you can insert these internal links. But either way, it doesn't matter as long as you're linking back to other pages on your website. So let's say you're going to do it while you're writing your article. So for today's example, we're going to talk about, let's say you own a pool company and you're running your pool website, and you want to link from one page of your pool website to another page of your pool website. And you know that one of the hottest keyword or key phrases that is being searched on search queries right now are about pool composition and the chemical composition of your pool, because it's starting to get warm outside. Spring has hit. If you live in Arizona, it's pre-summer, as I like to call it. It's already getting hot, so you know people are going to be jumping in their swimming pools. So the number one thing people are going to be searching for is, how do I keep my pool from turning green? Or what should my pool chemistry be? What should the levels of chlorine and acid and sodium bicarbonate, all of those things, what should my pool chemistry be? And so you've already written your cornerstone content piece. If you don't know what cornerstone content is, check it out. I have already did an episode on it. It was the last episode we did. It's really going to help your SEO value, so really check it out. But you've already written your cornerstone content piece, and now you want to write some other individual posts to link back to that cornerstone content. Now, mind you, quick side note, you don't have to use These internal links don't have to always go back to your cornerstone content piece. You want to use them all over your website, but because it's fresh on our brain and because cornerstone content is such a big deal for today's example, we're just going to be talking about the cornerstone content. So you've already written your huge 900 word plus article for your cornerstone content all about pool chemistry and what your pool chemical level should be. Now you want to focus specifically on individual things that link back to that cornerstone content. So your cornerstone content is on the chemistry of a pool and what your pool level should be. Now you're writing a specific article, let's say on what your chlorine level should be during the summer. In the future, you can write another article on what your chlorine level should be during the off season or the winter or the fall or when it's too cold to swim. And so that's another article that you can write later to have an internal link to go back to this. In fact, if you write that article, if you write these articles this way, so that's the cornerstone content is one piece, your summer chlorine level is a second piece, and your off season or winter chlorine level is a third piece. And all three of those links can internally link back to each other. And so it's just a really cool way to help Google or Yahoo, etc., find your website and find pages on your website to help users. So for today though, you're writing this article on what your chlorine level should be in the summer. It's a shorter article. You know, you could easily write it to be 5 words, but you don't want to because you want to be able to use your keywords throughout the page and insert some pictures and things like that. So a good idea is to write this post to be about 300 words. And you're just going to talk about summer chlorine levels. And in this article, you're talking about what your chlorine level should be. So it should be like a 2.0. And then you could talk about how to keep that chlorine level high in the summer, things like that. Whatever it takes to get to this kind of 300 magical number. It doesn't have to be 300. It's just a highly suggested number. But you're going to write this big 300 word article. And then you're going to want to link it back using internal links back to your cornerstone content or another page on your website. The way you're going to do that is by adding some HTML code or a button, and you're going to use that to tell search engines that, hey, this article is really cool, but this article is really cool as well and may actually be what the user's looking for. And what you're going to do is, like I said, you're going to place these buttons in strategic places, or you're going to write the actual code right there on the page itself. So if you've ever been on a website and you notice, let's say that the color of the font is black or gray or something like that, and then all of a sudden there's a blue color that just shows up, or a red color, or a green, but basically another color, then what that is that's going to be usually be a clickable word that when you click on it goes to another page, whether it's on their website as an internal link or to another website as an external link. Guys, you really want to use these internal links and link back and forth on your own website to other posts. Google uses this in their algorithm, and they use it often. It's a huge determining factor whether or not you are going to be found on search engines. If you don't know how to write HTML, I would suggest you Google it. It's really easy. There's a bunch of different tutorials that you can use, but basically you're going to have a bracket, type A space href equals quotation, then you're going to put the URL that you're linking to in the quotation, in the bracket, type the word out, then you're going to do your bracket, backslash A in the bracket. And right there, you're going to have an internal link. It's as easy as that. Not hard at all. But you're going to do this, and you're going to do this often. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't have internal links on every post or every page, then you're doing it wrong, unfortunately. So go through your content, find it, find pages that need internal links and link back to them, especially link back to your cornerstone content. Guys, internal links are incredibly important. As I've said before, I hope you take this episode to heart, that you use internal links and really think about your page structure. Think about the most important things all the way at the top, all the way down to the smallest articles, like what your chlorine level should be during the summer or what your chlorine level should be in the off season. Use those internal links to let Google know, hey, I'm serious about this. These are what's credible. These are articles that users can find that are on my website that's going to help them find what they need to know. Guys, thank you so much. I know you could be doing anything right now, but you chose to give me your attention, and that means the world to me. As always, if you ever have any questions about internal linking, cornerstone content, image alt tags, keyword density, all of these topics that we've talked about in the past, or if you have questions about articles or SEO tips for things that I haven't talked about yet, let me know. We'll talk it out. We can talk back and forth over email. I can do another episode on a specific topic that you have questions about. And yeah, just let me know and we'll make this happen, guys. I'm just here to help. That's all I want to do is help you out. So email me. My email is Tim, T-I-M, at soulheart.co. Again, that's Tim, T-I-M, at soulheart.co. Guys, thanks so much. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.